widened almost imperceptibly, a tiny sign that she could get to him if she really put the effort into it. Of course, she intended to do just that. The council only sent their best, most prized hunters after her, and she knew how it chaffed them when their elite met with abject failure. It was the only thing she could do to prevent feeling helpless, give them a harsh reminder of how great Darius had been, and what they'd lost with his needless sacrifice.
"Ms. St. John."
Weston's voice was a rough caress. Everything about him was a little rough, a little gritty. A primitive creature, just like she was. Victoria waved toward the chair in front of her glass-topped desk. Freeing the button of his coat, Max sank into the seat, his dark blue trousers stretching over firm thighs, and an impressive bulge between them. She licked her lips. Yum. One side of his mouth curved in a knowing smile. Max Weston was well aware of how irresistible he was, which made him irresistible to her. Confidence was a quality she held in high esteem. So was a touch of wickedness, and Weston definitely had that. That dark aura betrayed the edges of black magic he skirted. She doubted the council had any better leash on him than they had on her. Liking him immensely already, Victoria sank into her own chair, arranging her legs beneath her black pencil skirt to show them to best advantage.
"The museum offers its sincere apologies for the loss of your necklace," he began.
Her smile widened. He wasn't going to tell her who he was. How delicious. "You don't look like the curator type to me, Mr. Weston."
"I'm here on behalf of the museum's insurance company. Obviously, a loss of this magnitude requires an investigation."
"That's reassuring, of course." Observing him through the veil of her lashes, Victoria noted the energy that betrayed his restless nature. His firm, full lips hinted at sinful delights. She liked sinful, energetic men. This one was a bit rigid for her tastes, but that could change with the right persuasion. They all succumbed eventually. It was the only part of the game that disappointed her. The surrender.
"You seem remarkably at ease," Weston murmured, "for a woman who's just lost a priceless piece of jewelry."
Victoria's toes curled. His voice was so deep and slightly husky, like he'd just rolled out of bed. It was scrumptious, like the rest of him. He was so broad-shouldered, yet lean, every movement he made a graceful ripple of honed muscle. "Fretting won't accomplish anything," she said with a careless shrug. "Besides, you are here to find the necklace, and you look capable. What is there to worry about?"
"That I won't recover it. Your trust in my abilities is flattering, Miss St. John, and not misplaced. I'm very good at what I do. However, sometimes things are not what they seem."
It was a warning, plain and simple. Thoughtful, she stood and walked to the wall of windows behind her desk. Despite having her back to him, Victoria felt the heat of his gaze caressing the length of her. She fingered the pearls that graced her neck and stared out over the city skyline. "If need be, I'll simply acquire another. Everything can be purchased for a price, Mr. Weston."
"Not everything."
Intrigued, Victoria turned, surprised to find him approaching. He took a position next to her, his gaze on the view, but his attention fully focused on her. She felt the shimmer of his power sweep over her, searching for her weaknesses. Unable to resist the danger, she rubbed her shoulder against him and inhaled the rich, masculine scent of his skin, a mixture of $1,000 cologne and pure Max Weston. Her breathing became shallow, her heart rate picked up. Losing her perspective, Victoria moved away. It had been a long time since she'd indulged in a powerful man. Too long. The other hunters had been crafty and seductive. Weston had that and pure magical muscle. "Max," she called softly, hurrying their familiarity by using his first name.
"Hmm?"
She looked over her shoulder. He was following her, stalking her, reminding her that he was the predator here. Oh, he could be fun, if he wanted to play. "Have dinner with me."